Our defense beginning in about the middle of the second quarter on. You know, we gave up 22 points in the first quarter. That's a ratio to get them to 88. And they ended up with, well, I don't even know right now, but
56.
But, you know, the second, third, and fourth quarters, our defense returned to the level we needed it to be. And then in the second half, offensively, we really picked some things up. Really thrilled with our team.
Pat, also, ball game, it seemed like you were playing uphill for those first three quarters. You never took the lead until Ellie hit that three with 5 seconds to go in the third. Just your thoughts on that first three quarters.
Well, in the first quarter, we didn't play very good defense, and we got ourselves into a hole. In the first half, I don't think we were as efficient on offense as we should be or could be. But I think middle of the second quarter, we started playing defense, and they only got 10 points in the second quarter. So that got us back into the game. We continued defensively through the third and fourth. Third quarter, I think we started efficiently running some offense. We got some shots, gained some confidence, and were able to finish the game out.
Yeah, you went on a 25-7 run there from early in the third to early in the fourth, and a crucial 10-0 run there in about 4.5 minutes. So those good runs just had to be good defense.
Well, the defense was a big part of that. And then, as I said, we got more efficient on offense. Allie had a streak there where I think she made 5 or 6 shots in a row, mid to late third quarter, early fourth. And she just, you know, early she was forcing it a little, but she found that rhythm and finished the game strong.
She got 31 tonight. That ties the record for most points in a 4A. Just your thoughts on her.
Well, she's a fabulous player, and more importantly, she's a fabulous person. She's one in a million. Kids flock to her, and she always has time for every one of them. She's a great ambassador for the sport of basketball.
Coaches talk about wins, but they all often live with the losses. How about the 2012? Does that get rid of some of those ghosts?
Well, I mean, that was then. This is now. Certainly, we wanted to win badly this time. We wanted to win that time. We played just not quite good enough. We needed one more play in that game. We could have won. We left the door open. North Central made one more play in us in the overtime. We could have won that one in regulation and let it kind of get away.
What do you want to see in the paper about this game? You write the story.
Well, it's all about these girls. They are awesome, and they committed to each other, and you saw the result.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
Thank you.